This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin the top of the news today with the place that we end the newscast every day, Wall Street and its doings. One of the biggest movers on this Wednesday was GoDaddy. The website domain registry went public this morning. Spokesperson and race car driver Danica Patrick in attendance and everything did pretty well, too. Trading under the ticker symbol GDDY, shares up $6 or so, about 30%. Of course, not everybody was able to get the checkered flag. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor tallies up who wins when an IPO surges.
When a company goes public, it starts with a price that it thinks is fair. When that price then shoots up on the first day of trading, it is called
the pop.
Jay Ritter is professor of finance at the University of Florida. The average pop is about 18%. It is true that if there's a giant pop, a company might have a facepalm moment and say, "Ugh, we should have priced higher."
They're not getting as much in proceeds as they could have.
But think about the opposite of a pop. Think about a fizzle. Let's say you had a greedy little piggy of a company that priced high to squeeze out every last drop of profit it could.
That basically shuts down the pipeline of other people who might want to buy the stock.
David Menlo is president of IPO Financial. They predict and research IPO prices.
Investors still need to believe that there is room for more demand on the upside.
Bill Blay is executive vice president of Loyal 3, a registered broker-dealer. He says you need to start with the old razzle-dazzle.
Stocks that don't pop, that go in the opposite direction, generally have a hard time regaining the momentum in the stock.
And don't forget about the banks. The banks are the ones putting on the whole IPO dog and pony show to begin with. They want stocks to jump because that's how they reward their biggest clients, letting them buy undervalued shares before public trading starts, before the... In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.